This news update's being brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. They're locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, and they're open 7 days a week. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Huron County 4-H families are invited to attend a special movie event hosted by the Huron County 4-H Council on Sunday, December 7th at 2 p.m. at Bad Axe Theater. The featured film for the occasion is Santa Claus, starring Tim Allen. Admission fees for currently enrolled and approved 4-H members, as well as their parents, will be covered by the council. Participation is limited to those youth who are registered in the 4-H online system, with no exceptions. Pre-registration is mandatory and can be completed by contacting the MSU Extension Office at 989-269-9949 during regular office hours or by emailing virel7@msu.edu and provide the names of the attendees. The deadline for registration is 4 p.m. on Friday, December 5th, or until the available seats are filled. Registrations will not be accepted after the deadline, and additional inquiries can be directed to the MSU Extension Huron County office, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 p.m., including the noon hour, at 690 North Port Crescent Street, Bad Axe. And the Huron County Board of Commissioners approved the county's proposed 2026 budget during today's meeting. The estimated general revenue for 2026 was $19,242,407, and the projected expenses for the coming year is the same. During the meeting, it's noted the budget is balanced for now. However, commissioners expect there will be some additional expenses coming when labor contract negotiations are settled. Per state law, counties are to have their next fiscal year's budget ready on the first day of January in the next fiscal year. In other related matters, the county's looking to hire someone to fill the county treasurer position following the retirement of Deb McCollum after serving the county for 10 years. During the meeting, it was announced that so far the county's received one resume and one letter of interest to fill that open position. And U.S. Senator Gary Peters has secured new federal funding for communities in Michigan's Bay region to support public safety and improved local facilities. Through bipartisan legislation, $850,000 was allocated to build a new public safety facility in the city of Bad Axe, enhancing emergency response capabilities for first responders. Additionally, $200,000 was provided to modernize a 46-year-old elevator at the Caro Area District Library, making the library accessible for area residents. And there is a power line down at Pinnebog Road between Limerick and Kindy Roads as of 7:48 this morning. Kindy Fire Department was waiting for DTE to get to the scene. For more information and updates, you'll want to check thumbnet.net. And we'll return right after this.
This is Nate from Pigeon Hardware.
And this is Kim. Christmas is right around the corner, and Pigeon Hardware has everything to get you in the spirit. With lighted trees, angels, reindeer, wreaths, bows, lights, and tons of great gift ideas.
That's right, Kim. And don't forget, we also have Do It Best Paint. This Friday is the town lighting, and Saturday is Small Business Saturday. We will be giving away free chili. So come spend an exciting weekend right here in Pigeon.
Stop in and see us at Pigeon Hardware for all your holiday needs. Do It Best Paints and Hardware Supplies.
If you're heading to Pigeon, make sure you visit Pigeon Hardware and Hard Joe's Ben Franklin, all in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back with more news. President Donald Trump carried out the annual Thanksgiving turkey pardon at the White House, sparing two birds named Gobble and Waddle. and setting a lighthearted tone of the holiday as the ceremony doubled as public relations opportunity during a contentious political season. And President Donald Trump has said there's no firm deadline for Ukraine and Russia to reach a peace agreement, stepping back from earlier suggestions of a Thanksgiving target date, while indicating U.S. negotiators are making progress and reiterating that Washington could reconsider future military support if Kyiv rejects the proposal. That's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical, hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. They're locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, and they're open 7 days a week.
Hey, Thumb area! Stay connected with ThumbNet.net, your one-stop shop for the latest community events. Our community calendar has everything from festivals to events of all sorts. Need the weather forecast? We've got you covered. Plus, catch up on local, national, and international news all in one place. Remember to check out the local coupon page for great savings at your favorite local businesses. Stay informed, save money, and enjoy all that our community has to offer. Visit ThumbNet.net today. ThumbNet.net, your local resource for news, weather, events, and much more.
And that's been a look at your news this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.